you go off to the Philippines, I want you to come back by the church if you can. And enjoyed having you last time. Thank God for that good singing. Always a blessing to be here. Brother Ken, thank you for having these meetings. And what a blessing. We need each other, men. Amen. We need one another. And we need one another. And I thank God for preachers. I loved preachers even before I was one. Amen. And call me naive, but I loved preachers all. I loved them before I was even a preacher myself. And somebody told me one time when I got in, God called me and I started, I just started going to meetings. And I'd hear people talk about the brethren in a negative light. And I never could figure out who this crowd was I was supposed to be worried about. And I never will forget my amazement when I found out they're talking about preachers. I said, no, them's my brothers. And I know some people may have had bad experiences, but thank God I never have. I've always loved God's men, and I thank God for each and every one of you. I need preach to myself tonight, and so I'll just give you this little thought that's on my heart, this text that's on my mind, on my heart, and I'll sit down. But Genesis chapter number 30, if you would turn there with me. Genesis chapter number 30, read just a few verses here and give you just a thought, just this thought that's on my heart for this, for myself and for my church and for this new year. And I trust it'd be a help to you. Let's pray while you're finding your place in Genesis 30. Father, I thank you. I thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your kindness. And, oh God, I thank you that you picked me. And, Lord, if I could live 100 years down here and praise you every day, it'd not be enough. And, Lord, throughout the ages, Lord God, when we get over yonder, on that glorified shore, I'll lift a glorified voice. And I'll give you glory and praise like you ought to be worshipped and glorified by a redeemed sinner. But, oh God, until then, I pray you'd help us, help me, help us all to do our best with what little we have, what little we know about it. Father, I pray you'd help us to be thankful for it, God, and praise you for it and give you glory. I pray you'd help these dear men. And, God, I pray you'd bless their churches. I pray you'd help them, help their ministries. I thank you for them, God, and I pray you'd take the Word of God tonight and make it a help and a blessing. Father, I pray that it'd be more than just some man trying to preach, but you'd take this wonderful passage and by the help of the Holy Ghost, do a work, an eternal work in the heart of your people. We'll thank you for it and give you glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Genesis chapter number 30, verse number 1. And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, give me children or else I die. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, am I in God's stead who hath withheld from thee the fruit of the womb? And she said, behold, my maid Bilhah, go in unto her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her. Let me read you this phrase again. This what's on my heart, verse 1. Give me children, or else I die. Now, I want you to notice here that in this dysfunctional family that we have, these two sisters married to the same man. You all know the story. Ain't no need in teaching Sunday school about it. Jacob loved Rachel. Jacob wanted Rachel, and he worked 7 years for her, and he was fooled into marrying Leah. But the Bible said he worked 7 more. Married Rachel and had them both. And here they are. It's in chapter 29. We see those two sisters. And we see God blessing
each one of them in a different way. Now here's my thought tonight, and I'm going to be done in just a minute, but I want to say that these two sisters here, they might have had their problems and their differences one for another, but can I tell you that they are still sisters? Somebody say amen. They're still kin. They're still related. They still cut from the same material. They're still the same. Somebody say amen. There are differences and there are difficulties that they are faced with here, but they are sisters. And the Bible said that Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children. She envied her sister. Now you know what that word envy means. It means that she was jealous of her. But can I say to you, I do not believe that Rachel wanted no ill toward her sister. I don't think tonight that Rachel was as upset that Leah was having babies as much as she was upset that she was not having babies. Can I get a witness tonight? I hope y'all know where I'm going, coming from tonight. I see two churches here. I see one of them different than the other, but the same. They're sisters. Can I get a witness right there? They're the same. They've got the same father. They've got the same future. Amen. And they're from a common background. They're the same. They're the same in every way you can look at, except for those outside appearances that in their differences. They're the same. And I want to say that Rachel was not mad at Leah. I don't think Rachel wished that Leah hadn't had any babies as much as she was wanting to have some herself. Amen. And she was not, listen, there were advantages that Rachel had that Leah did not have, but she did not care about those advantages. Let me say that, number one, there was the advantage of attraction. Verse 17 of chapter 29 said Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. Now, I don't really know what all that means, tender-eyed, but I think it means there's something wrong with her. Amen. Somebody said one time she was ugly. That's what's wrong with her. I don't know. She might have been ugly. She might have could have drawn lightning to a rubber room. Amen. But there's something wrong with her that daddy had to trick somebody into marrying her. Amen. There's something wrong with her. Now, she's tender-eyed. I don't know what that means, but she was probably had a physical difficulty that made her less appealing. But the Bible said that Rachel, in contrast to Leah, was well beautiful and well favored. Can I say to you that she might have been more beautiful, but that did not matter to her. Her heart's cry was, give me children or else I die. Somebody say amen. Attraction did not matter to her. There was the advantage of affection. Look at verse 18 of chapter 29. The Bible said, and Jacob loved Rachel. He loved Rachel more than he loved Leah. He loved Rachel. She was highly favored. But that didn't, when it came down to the rubber meeting the road, she did not care how much he loved her because she did not have any babies. Amen. She said, give me children or else I die. And let me say number three, and I'll be done quickly. Look at chapter number 30. And verse number 3, she said, go in to my handmaid Bilhah and she'll bear children upon my knees that I may also have children by her. Can I say this to you? That they went through with that scenario, but that did not satisfy Rachel. Adoption is not good enough. Attraction is not good enough. Affection is not good enough. Adoption was not good enough for her. And can I say this to you? In light of the church, I thank God for beautiful buildings. We got one back yonder in Roanoke, and I thank God for it. But that's not enough if we're not seeing babies born into the family of God. Our heart's desire ought to be, give me children, or else I'd die. I'd rather have a straw hut with a dirt floor and see babies birthed in the family of God than have the grandest cathedral in the world. Give me children, or else I die. Jacob loved her. She was well favored. And I'm glad that that's important. I understand that having favor and being well loved is important. But listen to me, that wasn't enough to satisfy that longing in Rachel's heart. She did not care how much she was looked at in favor. She didn't care what her relationship was to Jacob by way of affection. She just wanted to have babies. Amen. And then she went a route of adoption. Let me say this to you very carefully, and I'm not trying to rebuke anybody. But it's not enough to have them come from another church. Now, let me say this, I'll take them. Hey, everyone, amen. You don't want them, send them my way, I'll take them. I got a spot for them, amen. Come on, somebody, help me now. I'm not rebuking anybody. I'm saying, listen, I'll take them. Now, and I believe if I was a member of a church where they wasn't doing it right, or they wasn't lining up with this Bible, they wasn't going the old time way, I'd get my four youngins and my wife out of there so fast it'd make their head spin. I'd find me somewhere where they'd go to meeting like you're supposed to. Somebody say amen. Amen. Oh yeah, I'll take them. Yeah, I'll take them. Later, I don't care. Come on, amen, I'll take them. But that's not enough. Oh, God, help me. I'm preaching to myself. I want something that's not satisfying. I'm wanting to see babies born into the family of God. I don't know how you feel about it, preacher, but I'm sick of week after week, month after month, year after year, and not seeing babies walking out, birthed in the family of God. I want to see babies born. Give me children or else I die. I'd rather have them born than anything else. That's what my heart's cry is this year. That's what my prayer is this year. I want to see youngins birthed in the family of God. I want to see them walk the aisle. I want to see them crawl out there under conviction. Fall under a heavy load of guilt and shame. In an old-fashioned altar. Get up redeemed by the grace of God. I want to see babies born in the family of God. Amen. We ought to get this burden for sinners that Rachel had for youngins. Give me children or else I die. I'd rather be dead than barren is what she was saying to Jacob. I would rather be dead than barren. Amen. Oh, God, help. Let's pray. Father, I thank you. These dear brethren, my friends, my brothers, oh, God, help them. Give them souls for their hire. Oh, God, bless them indeed. But I pray, Father, that they'd see babies born into the family of God. And you would do a work, God, that only you can. Only you can. And I pray that you would. Bless it, I pray. Oh, God. And we'll thank you and give you glory for everything you do. In Jesus' name.